Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi. My name is Marilyn Celise Santiano.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
A little bit. Let me turn up my headphones here. Okay, that's a little better.
I said my name is Marilyn Celise Santiano, MCM Tires.
How you doing, Marilyn?
I've had better days, but I'm here. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. What can I do for you?
I got something from the mail, in the mail from you all. That has a reservation code on there. So
yeah. Could you read that to me?
To find out more about it. Pardon me?
Sure. Could you repeat back to me the reservation code? And I'll type that in, and then I can pull up your information.
2311.
2311. Okay.
4501.
01. Okay.
0033.
All right.
2905.
2905. Okay. Just one moment, please. And MCM Tires.
Correct.
Okay. I just would like to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And actually, first, what would be a good number to reach back out to you on in case we are to get disconnected?
This is my home number, 804-748-0210.
0210. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know what I just said. 748-0210. Is that what I said?
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
No problem. And then, okay. So are you still located on the 5265 Hull Street Road address in Richmond? Okay. 23224?
Right.
And then the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership?
Sole proprietor.
Okay. And have been in business since 1997?
Correct.
Excellent. And then lastly, what would be a good email address to reach back out or to send you some information in case I need to?
SENSUOUS 1965 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. I got it. Okay. So what you had received was an offer for funding. If you just let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs, and I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can be a good fit for you.
This offer, some of them, the fab print, you have to have in the bank at all times a certain amount of money. Are you one of those companies?
We do like to see because the loan itself is based on the cash flow of the business, so we do like to see at least $10,000 in deposits a month.
Mm-hmm. That don't happen not anymore. Like comfortable.
What's that?
I can't keep $10,000 in the bank at all times.
No. Just as far as deposits are concerned, it doesn't have to be a constant balance of $10,000, but withdrawals and deposits of at least $10,000 a month.
The most that get into the bank now with the credit card batches they go through is anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. Now,
okay.
The money that come in, it might be more because it's cash business.
Right.
I don't know how you all would do that.
How much were you looking for? Is there a specific dollar amount that you were looking for?
Maybe $5,000.
Yeah, we could definitely do that for you. Was that just for operational costs or?
Right.
Okay. And were you looking for that immediately?
I was trying.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What did the sales of the business look like last year? Do you know what you did? Just a ballpark figure as far as sales are concerned.
When I did my taxes last year, I think the sales was maybe like $65,000 for the year. It used to be more. But I tell everybody I pioneered the trade. A lot of the businesses that's open all around me now,
mm-hmm.
that's tire shops.
Oh, no.
At one point time, at one point in time, all of those people used to work for me. So I can say I pioneered the trade. But,
there you go.
business is a little slower than what it used to be, you know, 19 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Is that because of those new stores?
I'm still standing. Pardon me?
Is that because of those new stores that they're kind of cutting into your business?
Well, I still have a loyal patrons that come back to see me from when I first opened my door 19 years ago. But a lot of it has to do with tires. You got 5 minutes to get to work. A lot of it has to do with me needing inventory.
Right.
Tires. I need a lot of tires that I need. I don't have. So I was trying to rear up by trying to see if I could get a loan to do that.
Sure, sure.
But could I? Do you have an extension where I could call you back?
Yeah.
My daughter has to be working five minutes. And
no problem. Okay, let me give you my direct dial here, so it'll just come straight to me and there's no extension.
Computer table and write something down.
Okay. But based on the information you've given me, we could probably get you closer to 10,000 if you're looking, if that would really help out with your inventory.
It would definitely help out, but I'm just going to sit back and wait and let you see what I send you and...
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what my bank statements look like for the last few months. So come and tell us. Let me write this number down.
Okay. It's
858-779. I'm listening.
779?
779.
Yes. 0426.
Mm-hmm. 04.
26.
26. And your name?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Okay, Mr. Zach. I'll call you back in about 20 minutes.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.